Hello and welcome to Talking Tourism, the podcast series especially for tourism operators and industry professionals. I'm Kelly Luck and I'll be your host for today's episode. Talking Tourism is an initiative of the Tourism Industry Council Tasmania. TICT is the peak industry body for the tourism industry in the beautiful state of Tasmania. If you're a regular listener to Talking Tourism, welcome back. If you're a first-time listener and you enjoyed today's episode, remember there are now more than 130 episodes of Talking Tourism conversations available from wherever you access your podcasts. Or you can simply stream them online via the TICT website, tict.com.au. We're recording this podcast today on the lands of the Palawa and Pakana, and TICT offers its respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, their elders, past and present, for their enduring care and management of these islands. Today's episode is brought to you by our partner, the Department of State Growth. The Department of State Growth brings together four interrelated divisions, developing a strategic approach that drives economic growth and supports the community, industry and business in the creation of jobs and opportunities for Tasmanians. Thanks to the Department of State Growth for their generous support of TICT and for helping to make this episode of Talking Tourism possible. Now, let's get into today's conversation with TICT's very own Lani Davies. Hi, Lani.
Hi.
A passionate Tasmanian, Lani Davies has 31 years of experience in the tourism industry and currently manages the Tassie Tourism Ambassador Program for TICT and also coordinates the Tasmanian Tourism Awards judging process. After living interstate and even overseas for 6 years, Lani returned to Tasmania where she worked as a bushwalking guide with Tasmanian Expeditions, Cradle Mountain Huts, the Bay of Fires Walk and later progressed into management roles. Lani has previously coordinated the Adventure Tour Guiding Program at TasTAFE Drysdale in Hobart for many years, equipping students with the knowledge and skills to become professional and competent bushwalking tour guides in Tasmania and beyond. Welcome, Lani, to Talking Tourism.
Thank you, Kelly. It's lovely to be here today.
And fun fact for our listeners today, Lani was the very first guest on Talking Tourism back in May of 2019. So it really is quite special to have Lani back with us on the podcast and as a member of the TICT team 4 years later. And it's my absolute pleasure to be the one to interview today, Lani.
Thank you. I can't believe that's 4 years ago.
Oh no, doesn't time fly?
Sure does.
All right. Well, today we are talking about the Tassie Tourism Ambassador Program, which is your baby. Can you tell us more about the program, Lani?
So thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so excited to share with you today about the program. So the Tassie Tourism Ambassador Program is a free online program that participants can go on and do, and they, as a result, they learn more about Tasmania. They learn about their regions, all the amazing attributes about those regions and what's on offer. And this in turn gives them confidence to share that information with their visitors. So the program was initiated by TICT in 2021 and it is funded by the Department of State Growth. And since launching back in 2021, we have had over 680 people complete the course, which
is
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're really wanting to grow that number. And as you know, Kelly, when visitors are faced with a local who have provided a really genuine, heartfelt interaction, they become ambassadors themselves and they love Tasmania and they share that with their friends and family, and that in turn brings more people back to Tasmania. So that's the essence of the course.
It's a key part of travelling around Tasmania for our tourists, making those sort of genuine connections with the locals out and about in the regions and really helping them to form the connections with, you know, some of our smaller towns as well. So, yeah, great program. And just reiterating, it's a free program, Lani.
It sure is, and we all love free programs, and it's fun and easy to complete. By undertaking the program, regions really tap into one of their best resources we already have, and that's our residents. So yeah, that's the best part.
Absolutely. All right, so thanks for the overview of the program, Lani. Next, can you explain to our listeners who the program has been designed for?
The program has been modelled on other programs similar to this that exist in New Zealand and beyond around the world. And it's intended, as I've mentioned, to provide that base level of training for tourism industry professionals, volunteers and, look, to be honest, any interested community members that want to learn more about their state and their regions. So basically it's for anyone that has the opportunity and also the desire to interact with visitors to Tasmania, and it helps participants improve their understanding of their place within the visitor economy, as well as their ability to offer a great visitor experience in Tasmania to their visitors. So I'll just mention too, Kelly, the program can also be used to complement existing staff training and induction programs that already exist in established businesses.
Yeah, right. And I believe, Lani, that several of our larger hotel chains are already using this as a complementary staff training tool for improving local industry knowledge of the regions around Tasmania.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And I'm really wanting to build on that as well.
Yeah. And I suppose it doesn't matter the size of the operation. If for any of your frontline and customer facing staff, this program is really designed for all levels of all size operations and, you know, building that product knowledge and that Tasmanian tourism industry knowledge. Is that right?
Absolutely. It can be from a massive hotel chain right down to, you know, your mum and dad operators. So everyone can always learn something, can't they?
Yeah. Brilliant. All right. Great. Thanks, Lani. And so if I'm to sign up for the program or enrol in the program, what does the program itself entail?
The program consists of four units that participants work through, which includes written content, a range of videos, and then there's some quick quizzes to ascertain your knowledge gained. So it's as I said, it's very easy to complete, but there is some quizzes to answer.
Okay, so a bit of written copy, some videos to watch, and then some online quizzes.
To test your knowledge.
Great. Yep. Okay, to make sure that you've understood the content that you've covered in those videos and written word. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lana.
That's right. So the first unit focuses on understanding the tourism industry, and that's presented by Sam Denmead of Tourism Tasmania. And Sam has been in the industry for very many years and lots of people would know Sam. So she focuses on what does tourism look like in Tasmania, followed by what visitors do here when they're here visiting on a holiday, and finally how the tourism industry works. So it really is providing that underpinning knowledge of the tourism industry to the benefit of everyone working in this industry.
Great. And I guess beyond the industry, because that's sort of the introduction, isn't it? So for locals in towns that want to jump on board and be a real ambassador and advocate for their region, that first unit will give them that sort of underpinning industry knowledge to then be able to sort of share the stories in a way that we want them to.
100%. So, yeah, knowing as much as you can about Tasmania and why it's so special really does help participants to give visitors accurate information and also recommendations with confidence, not just in their region but their other regions, their neighbouring regions. So it really helps with regional dispersal as well, which is awesome.
We're all about regional dispersal. Fantastic. All right, so what about Unit 2?
Unit 2 is where the bulk of the knowledge lies. So this one's called Knowing Your Destinations and it's made up of several modules. We actually do have currently 7 modules live. And this is where it's all about the destination. So where the destination points out all the key attributes within their region. And the key for people to know, it is developed in conjunction with regional tourism organisations, local tourism associations and also local councils. So you really are getting that local flavour. So each destination showcases the key attributes of that region, and since launching the pilot project in 2021, as I said, we have now 7 destinations that are live, and they include a fabulous West Coast, which was the first one.
Love the West Coast.
East Coast Southern, followed by the Launceston and the Tamar Valley, focusing on that amazing area. The Central Northwest, so the key focus around the Devonport Central Coast area. The northeast corner we just launched earlier in June at Scottsdale and St Helens, so that focuses on that amazing northeast corner of Tasmania, and then the far northwest, which was just recently launched at our Tasmanian tourism industry conference in August.
So thanks, Lani. So that's the 7 destinational modules that are currently live, with many more on the way, I'm sure. Can you tell us a little bit about what the videos themselves feature and why they're so special?
Yes, absolutely, Kelly. There's amazing footage. So there's a lot of aerial footage about the region, but the bulk of the video is made up of our amazing presenters. And these are presenters that could be tourism operators, bed and breakfast owners. So they're chosen because they are local ambassadors and local champions for their region. And they're telling everyone who's watching those videos about why their region is so special.
Great. I'm sure some really personal stories in there and a real passion for those regions when you've got those locals being the mouthpiece for those towns.
And also, Kelly, I'm really excited to mention that we haven't forgotten about the South. So TICT are currently working with Destination Southern Tasmania on the southern modules, and we'll be launching Hobart and Surrounds, the Southeast, the Huon and Channel region, and finally the Derwent Valley and Central Highlands to make up the state. And they will be launched later this year and early next year. So that's really exciting to be working on those modules for covering the South.
So four more destinational modules on the way, but I believe the program isn't just about the destinations, and we've recently had a new sector module added to the program.
That's right. We've just recently collaborated with Wine Tasmania and launched our first sector-specific module called Tassie Wine Tourism, and that was launched in May of this year, and that features our world-class wine industry here in Tasmania, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that was a beautiful launch down at Bangor.
It was. Stunning venue. Yep. That's module or unit two, knowing your destination. And then we move on to finishing the course. So unit three features Todd Babiak from Brand Tasmania and has a focus on the unique art of storytelling. So Kelly, as you appreciate, knowing information about a place is one thing, but being able to communicate it in an engaging and compelling way is a skill that really does need some practice. So that is what that unit focuses on.
Absolutely. And what about Unit 4? What does that one include?
Yeah, Unit 4 features Matt Casey from Federal Group Tourism, and he focuses on how to exceed your customer expectations and reminds participants to think about things from the point of view of our visitors, put ourselves in their shoes, and how to be yourself whilst also providing a memorable experience for them.
I've done the program, but for our listeners out there who aren't familiar and are considering doing this, aside from that foreground information on the tourism industry itself, the destinational and sector modules that they complete, and then the units on, really communicate, how to communicate that Tasmanian story, then how to really focus on that customer expectations and exceed those. Aside from all of that valuable knowledge that they're gaining, what else do participants come out of this with?
Yeah, sure. So everyone receives a welcome email from me. They are then sent a certificate that they can display with pride. There's also a lapel badge, which we're both wearing here today, that's also sent out, so people can wear that as well in their customer-facing jobs. And they also provided with a membership to a private Facebook group. Participants also receive a monthly e-newsletter that focuses on a different region each month and also features an ambassador profile.
Great. So through the Facebook page and also that EDM, that's a way that participants can remain engaged in the program, stay up to date with what's happening in the various regions and sectors around the state and any sort of new things coming out. Lani, can you tell us roughly how long it would take a participant to complete the entire ambassador program as it is?
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. So, look, it's a self-paced program, which is online, so people can do it at night time or at work or wherever it suits for them. And, look, depending how you're progressing, between 2 to 4 hours, you will be able to complete the whole program. Obviously, with more modules coming online, people who have completed in the past can come back in and redo their modules. So each module, each destination module, takes probably about 20 or 25 minutes.
Okay. And would you recommend that participants sort of, you need to start it and do the whole thing and keep that, 4 or so hours in a big block, or how would you recommend doing it?
It really depends on personal preference. People probably need a break. So I find that participants get on a roll and they complete a few and then they have a break and then they come back. So it really is personal preference. But I just recommend you get online and give it a crack.
What are the future plans for the program?
Ah, so many, Kelly. There's just so many. We have lots of ideas, but I would love to produce more sector-specific modules similar to the Tassie Wine Tourism one that I mentioned earlier. So a nature-based adventure tourism module would be incredible, especially to capture all the amazing experiences on offer here in Tasmania, such as all of our bushwalking, mountain biking and sea kayaking experiences, for example. Similarly, a module on our diverse hospitality industry would be worthwhile, and perhaps our amazing festivals events would also be really, really interesting.
And mate, yeah, Tassie does events so well. That's absolutely, I'd be keen to do that one.
And what about, I had the idea for distilleries, boutique brewers and cider
yes,
producers would also be worth capturing as well. So many ideas, Kelly.
Yeah, all about the gin. I'm all for that one.
So in closing, I recommend anyone jump online and complete the course. Working in this fabulous industry, we are all ambassadors. We're ambassadors for our home, for our regions, but ultimately for Tasmania. And what a privilege it is to be able to share our home and our stories with our visitors to our beautiful state.
100%. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing about the Tassie Tourism Ambassador Program today, Lani. And just a reminder for listeners, further details and to enrol, just jump onto the website www.tassietourismambassador.com.au. Now, it wouldn't be an episode of Talking Tourism without what are known as the Big Seven Questions. Are you ready, Lani?
Sure am.
Now, I might just point out that this is actually your first time doing these seven questions because this didn't exist back in May of 2019. So, let's get into it. All right. Lani, what is your favourite spot in Tasmania and why?
This is obviously a very tricky question because I have many. But the one that kept coming up is the Walls of Jerusalem National Park. And the reason I love it so much is because of its untouched beauty, its history and where time stands still. So I've worked a lot in this region and I just love every time that I've gone there. It's been an amazing office for me for so many years, but it's just one of those magnificent areas of the Tasmania Wilderness World Heritage Area that just is so incredible. So if you haven't been, I recommend people to get up there and enjoy.
Yeah, it truly is stunning. And how amazing that you can actually refer to that as your office space for some time in your career. Nice one. Okay, so that's Tassie. What about your favourite travel destination anywhere in the world? What's your pick?
Another tough question. So Audrey Hepburn once said in the movie Sabrina, Paris is always a good idea. No, I agree with Audrey. I know it's so cliche, but it has to be Paris for me. Oh, Kelly, the food, the fashion, the art, the culture, the architecture, everything tastes so much better in Paris. It has all my favourite things wrapped up into one beautiful bundle, and I'm heading back next May with my daughter and I can't wait.
Oh, amazing. And will that be her first time?
It will.
Yeah. Has she been overseas before?
No.
Oh, wow. And Paris is going to be on that first trip. That's awesome. Maybe I can hide in your suitcase. I haven't been myself yet. Okay, so Lani, someone coming to Tasmania for the very first time in their lives asks you what's the one thing that they absolutely must experience whilst they're here in Tasmania. What are you telling them?
All right, so this is probably not going to surprise you. I'm going to tell them to head to the hills. We're so lucky with having so many national parks, so much area preserved as a World Heritage Area status. So just I would recommend people to head into those mountains, breathe that crisp mountain air, and just there's not many places, if any places around the world like it. So I would recommend head to the mountains.
Speaking of heading to the hills, you're walking the overland track for 5 days. You've got three other people you can choose to take with you. Anyone in the world, famous, not famous, living, dead, completely your choice. Who's hiking with you, Lani, and why?
It's another tough question. And obviously the overland track's a very special place of mine. And once again, I've spent many, many years working in that on that track.
Do you know how many times you've walked the track?
It's
a lot?
Yeah, I've lost count, but it's probably around 40, 45.
Wow.
Yeah. So who do I pick? Well, I'd pick my family because let's face it, anyone famous is not going to want to come and walk the overland track with Lani Davies. But anyway, if I was going to choose.
Rubbish.
I love the Queen. I know I'm such a tragic royalist, but she was an incredible leader for so, so long, and just what she has witnessed in her life, well, prior to her passing, I just think she'd be fantastic, and how fun to have the Queenie out on the track. It'd be awesome. My other person.
Might be a bit of a slow walk, yeah, that one.
Might be. The other person I chose, and it's a bit random, I love Elton John. And once again, I think him and him and Queenie Elizabeth would get on really well, and he could entertain us at night. And what fabulous stories Elton would be able to share
definitely
on the walk. And my final choice is I've thought of a local legend. So Gustav Weindorfer, who people may know, who, you know, is the gentleman that we have to thank for preserving the Cradle Mountain area, and famously quoted, "This must be a national park for the people for all time." And he declared that from the summit of Cradle Mountain in 1910. So I think he'd get on well with Elizabeth and Elton, and what a trio, would have fun.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that so much, because really that region is what it is today because of his impact.
Absolutely, Kelly.
Fantastic. All right, now perhaps your previous question has somewhat answered this. You're road tripping around Tasmania. What are you listening to in the car, Lani? Is it Elton?
It sometimes is Elton. I have such a broad love of any genre of music. It could be Vivaldi's Four Seasons one day, or it could be, you know, pretty heavy doof doof, but depends what mood I'm in. I've listened to a lot of podcasts as well. But look, there's a really great playlist on Spotify called Design Stuff, which is a favourite design store of mine. And they have they produce a playlist every month, and it's just really fantastic cruising music up the highway. So I recommend people check out Design Stuff on Spotify.
Okay. Are your kids on board with that one as well?
Yep. I'm getting a lot of Taylor Swift being played now, which, anyway, Tay-Tay, bring back my music, bring back Elton.
You've been listening to your playlist. Now you've arrived at your destination. What is your tipple of choice?
Well, that's an interesting question, Kelly, because actually since February I've taken a break from tipples and haven't been drinking. So I've been enjoying lots of Tassie apple ciders and kombucha. But before that, I was always very partial to the fabulous Clover Hill Sparkling Rosé. There's nothing better on a warm summer afternoon sitting back eating some freshly caught crayfish whilst sipping some Clover Hill.
All right, and lastly, the big question, the big debate that divides the state, curried Tasmanian scallops. In your opinion, Lani, is this a culinary delight or a culinary crime?
It's absolutely a culinary delight in my book. So what better way to enjoy our iconic scallops on a cold Tasmanian day, encased in that beautiful pastry with a hot curry sauce, but just be careful, don't burn your tongue. I really hate that.
Don't we all? Thank you so much for your time today, Lani, and sharing with our listeners about the Tassie Tourism Ambassador Program. It's been amazing. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to today's episode of Talking Tourism. Remember to subscribe to hear more episodes as we release them every 2 weeks or so. Also, remember to tell a friend or tourism colleague to check out our podcast. Talking Tourism is an initiative of Tourism Industry Council Tasmania, and today's episode was brought to you with the support of our partner, the Department of State Growth. A big thanks also to Caleb Miller at Mac 40, our audio specialist who produces these episodes. I'm your host, Kelly Luck, and we'll catch up next time.